Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of campus recreation at A&M Commerce, Autumn Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Autumn is our commentator on wellness subjects, and of course she has a tremendous amount to do with all of the events taking place, recreation events taking place on campus. But right now we're kind of focused on wellness. And holidays, happy time for most people, but not necessarily, right?
Correct. Yeah. We have to make sure that we take care of ourselves. And so that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about is how can we be nice to ourselves mm-hmm. in the holiday season? We think about giving gifts to other people and mm-hmm. being nice to other people. Mm-hmm. But we also need to be aware of how do we take care of ourselves? I think one thing that we can do is sometimes we have to say no. And not feel guilty about it. Mm-hmm. So many parties that we, you know, get invited to, or family that want us over on, you know, different days and competing interests. And so just being able to not feel guilty and be able to organize our lives the ways that we want to.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do feel obligated to accept, you know, whatever comes their way and don't want to disappoint people.
Exactly.
And don't want to, but it can be too much. Autumn showed me a couple of articles on this, and then she went to very thoughtfully went to the trouble of kind of organizing these for our benefit. And you have the first category of be nice to yourself. And you mentioned just say no, mm-hmm. but also be realistic. And we all are subject to all of the images of Christmas and the holidays. Yeah. And that's hard to live up to.
Yeah. This idea of a perfect family mm-hmm. or a perfect, you know, holiday and what that looks like and what we want it to be. And a lot of times things can go wrong. And so being realistic with our expectations helps us not be disappointed.
And I think all of this kind of falls under the category of be good to yourself.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So another category, as we're talking with Autumn Johnson, and Autumn's the director of campus recreation at A&M Commerce. Another category is healthy habits. And under that category, as much as possible, keep your regular routine.
Exactly. I'm not going to be waking up at 6 a.m. like I normally do, but I still want to, you know, yeah. wake up and do something with my day and try to still get in all the regular things that you would in a normal day.
Because the holidays are going to end here in a couple of weeks, and it's hard to get back into that,
exactly.
that habit of getting up early. Exercise. Find a way to get some exercise.
Yeah, a lot of people travel over the holidays, mm-hmm. and sometimes that can make exercise habits really hard to do. And so think about, you know, if you're in the airport, can you walk down the terminals? If you're on a big road trip making those breaks, stop at Buc-ee's. Walk around their store. You know, just
plenty of room to walk.
Yeah, exactly. So find those places that you can get in some exercise.
If you can find some stairs, take the stairs rather than the elevator, if that's an option. Something that you had here that I thought was really interesting, not just for the holidays, this as far as eating, mm-hmm. Something called the 80-20 rule.
Right. So the 80-20 rule is this idea that 80% of what you eat should be nutritious. And 20% can be that indulging, the mm-hmm. snacks, mm. the treats, and everything that, you know, people bring over in the holidays. But if you get more beyond so that your treats and your indulgement is like creeping up to
50-50.
Yeah, then that's when you start to feel bad and it kind of takes a toll.
I wonder, would that be applicable year round, 80-20, you think?
I would think so, yes.
You know, it's probably a lot better than where most people are, some people are anyway, most of the time. Keep up your intake of water.
Yeah. In the winter, a lot of times you don't think about drinking water because you're mm-hmm. not sweating as much, mm-hmm. but you really still need to stay hydrated. There's always holiday cocktails and specialty drinks, mm-hmm. and so remembering to take that water in as well.
Mm-hmm. And we've learned how important water is to just in general our well-being. So under the social aspect, there's a category called stay connected. What the suggestion here is to spend time with friends and family who value you. And that is not necessarily everyone who you may come in contact with. So seek out the people that you know have put great value on your relationship.
Right. So we always think about family during the holidays, but I think it's important to also spend time with those people who make you feel good and, mm-hmm. and bring you up.
Mm-hmm. And that, as we say, that's not necessarily everybody that you come in contact with. If you are alone and don't want to be, lots of opportunities to get out and volunteer and be involved with people.
Yeah. And so with this, you can, like you said, volunteer, mm-hmm. But make it your choice. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need that time alone, and sometimes mm-hmm. you're like, oh, this holiday season, I am starting to feel lonely. And so finding ways to engage with others yeah. and stay connected.
If it says don't be alone if you don't want to be.
Exactly.
That's if you don't want yeah. to be is the key phrase there.
Yes.
This last one is really interesting. Focus on today, not yesterday. But the thing, and I have seen this, where we revert to old childhood patterns and roles when we get back with family.
Yeah. My siblings and I all I'm the middle child, and so I display that behavior. My mom comes in with the same atmosphere, and so it is really funny to remind ourselves of the adults that we are today and, you know, the roles that we now play.
Yeah. All right, so good tips for the holidays. Autumn, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Autumn Johnson is the Director of Campus Recreation at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.